had special guest come through us with Jay Glazer. So a lot of you guys know him in the media, but we know him from the fight world.
Oh, right,
and
right,
so
right.
He actually came in, and he, along with Brian Stan, who works here in Johns Creek and covers a lot of UFC stuff. So together, the two of them trained a bunch of our guys in the off season. So it was nice to have him connect back with some of the guys. And with that, I'll lead it off with some of the injuries. I know you probably saw some guys who were out today. Reed was out with a groin strain. Durant was out, foot. Devin Hester, toe bothered him. Anton was still out. We're hoping he did some of the walkthrough, anticipated some today. Therese also had a quad strain, along with Bartu, the same. White, same thing with the elbow, just waiting for the sutures to heal. He'll be back. And then Matthews had a strained back. Moyaki had a strained ankle. So some of them are day-to-day as we go. Some will be out for this weekend, and then not much information past that. But that was a really good practice today in terms of coming back. We went right back into the competition of it. Had a big emphasis where we played some no-huddle, both offensively and defensively. But that was an important phase to it. A lot of corrections we had to go through this morning. And then we transitioned and went back out and got ready for Baltimore. So with that, I'll open up with some questions. Just wanted to fill you in regarding the day.
Yeah, Coach, how did the offensive line film review go, and where do y'all go to try to get things from here?
Well, number one, we go, right here and out here on the practice field. That's, when we clean up the things in the meeting room, the biggest thing is, okay, can we take the corrections we have and bring them out to the field? So for us, we're right still in the middle of that competition and just trying, everything to ensure we get the connection right, the five guys that we're going to line up and play. So we're still battling for it. Some things have been ironed out, others not. As far as corrections from the game, we made those this morning with the players and then had a walkthrough, reviewed it again, and then got to work this afternoon on the things that we need to improve on. So that's kind of the update regarding that spot.
Does that ongoing competition include more experimentation with different combinations?
It does. It does. And that part, I think, that's, the responsibility of us to keep digging. And as a competitor, that's what you keep doing. You keep trying to find the best balance, the best combinations for the team. And as competitors, that's what we'll continue to do. And that's where we're at right now.
Coach, you said Jake was out today with that
right.
Strain back.
Yep.
Tyler went down in the game, but he played today.
Correct.
But still, I mean, imagine if those two guys weren't on the field today, you'd be really short at tackle. Are you still considering Jake Long?
Yeah, somebody we still have talked about for sure. And a guy we have lots of regard for. Not a topic that we've discussed with him in that length. But as opposed to ifs, I'll wait to see, where we're at in regard to the injuries before we move forward in that way in terms of future players.
James Stone, he had some trouble against Earl Mitchell.
Sure,
he's
yeah.
Being pushed back
yep.
and stuff like that. What do you go back with a young guy like that, and what do you
tell
him to learn from that kind of experience, the way he was getting pushed back?
Yeah, it's totally true. Like, and it's not just with James, but like with any player. And imagine you're a corner, okay, then, God took you deep and like, okay, how do I go fix this? And so for him, he's played lots of center, and so we had him at guard, brought some good challenges, blocked him on some, and I got to give credit to Mitch, too, in terms of him playing well. They look sharp inside, too. So that's the correction part, and that's the part for us as coaches to say, hey, we're going to get right back into the technique, to get it right.
And what do you like about the person that you're giving these opportunities on?
Yeah, I think, number one, in the run game, he can really come off the ball. And so he's got that versatility where center and guard, and then where are the best combinations that go with that? But we've been impressed by Mike just in terms of his ability to play both spots, the toughness in the run game. So those are kind of things that jump out in his game.
Is Asamoah still a guy that could help you in the run game? I guess that's where he has to improve, I guess.
Yeah, and one thing that also about John that got experience in the pass game, like you can't look past that, like a really strong protector. And I think one of the things I love about John, just the grit and the toughness, he's always willing to go and battle and fight. So that's one of the things I really respect about his game.
Will Grossman get some snaps first?
We're anticipating that. We're going to take it through this week. I wanted to have the last week to get himself ready, but he got some today. He'll get some tomorrow over the next 2 days, and then we'll make a decision after Wednesday's practice. But I'm leaning that way.
Sorry. You talked about the tight ends after the game.
Yep.
Where is that competition at? How has Sammy looked? I mean, I haven't seen much on stats.
In terms of the throws and the stats, not as much for him. There have been some good things. Mm-hmm. And I like the group of them where they all have the unique stuff. It's Levine size and mm-hmm. Jacob, where we split them out and, works a lot on third down. And Tony, kind of a combination of both. Mm-hmm. So all of them have a factor on teams as well.
Okay.
So we're going to utilize all of them.
And Tony, the ankle, how are you? Is it a bad ankle? He's probably got a shot to get him back.
We're hoping that he was inside. We kept him inside today to do all the treatment, and then we'll see where it goes through with tomorrow, and then we'll kind of make a decision, you know, as it gets into the end of the week and stuff.
Schofield's a guy that you know well from Seattle. It seems like he's had a good start to preseason. What have you liked from him so far?
I think the speed and the energy that Sko brings to our team, whether it's at Sam, whether it's at nickel defensive end, it always shows up. And his attitude, his style, I love it, the way he brings it. And so for him, it was a terrific play at the end of the half, getting the ball out, and we turned it into some points. So exactly what we'd expect. It's really clear when you have exactly how to, you know, use and feature a guy, and we certainly feel that way with Sko.
And he said that being able to get those one-on-ones on the edge because of what Claiborne's been doing on the inside has helped him a lot. Claiborne's getting a lot of attention. You thought that he's really exceeded expectations this year?
Not necessarily exceeded for me. I had a really clear vision of how we'd use Adrian. It was different for him, and he had to have, you know, also the faith to say, okay, coach, this is, you know, a new program for me. I've been always played outside at the end, and I just saw the quickness, and he's working really hard to keep developing those skills, and that's the whole goal for everybody. Like, as we're just working, like, we're just getting better, and we're just going to keep stacking it and keep stacking it. So it's not like, okay, here's the season, and we're going to stay right here. It's just the opposite. We're starting into the season in a week's time or so, and we're going to keep on pushing from there. And every guy, how much better can I get week to week? Not just, okay, here's my level, and the season starts. Honestly, it's just the opposite. Here's my level, and the season starts, and how can I go again further, and how much further can I take my game?
Coach, on that offensive line, just the film you went over, how much do you rely on that, or is it's just training camp? You know what I mean? Take a lot of...
Well, I think you have to in terms of, you know, that's the evaluation we had for the week. So at the time, this is, you know, we went back through it and looked at it, the good plays and the bad plays, and it's all part of the evaluation. So, no, certainly not something that we blow off just to camp and another day at practice, because all of them count in our ways to get the evaluation and get the look at the guys. So all of it's part of it.
How does your evaluation change as you go towards a fourth preseason game and final one, and how does it change?
No, not necessarily doesn't change. It's our readiness to get our team ready. And so we're right back at it, you know, kind of getting ready for this one. And, again, just everything aimed at improving our skills. You know, how much better can we get? And, honestly, that's the sole focus.
All right,
Coach, what would you say about Dez Southwick's transition to playing corner?
Yeah, the speed and the length that you see when we play on the end of the line, that's what I like. Mm-hmm. This transition, sometimes it's when you have to see a lot at safety and you move in over the corner where I don't have to have the wide vision as much as I do. So I think the transition sometimes can be easier going from safety down the corner than vice versa, where I look at a little and then I go back into the middle and I look at a lot. So in that way, we've been pleased with him on the end of the line.
Can you update Devontae Freeman?
Well, we got some reps today, and so that was encouraging for us to see him go and move, and then we'll take again the next step with him, the process tomorrow. But caught it well out of the backfield, ran it well today. Limited reps, but it was awesome to see him. You know, like, he is a guy who has juice. You know, when you feel somebody who's on the field, he's got that kind of explosion and ability, so it was great to have him out there today.
You got Moore back today.
Yeah, so that, again, was another one. He was getting close last week and got into it. Now he's back into the individual and getting into the work, so we're anticipating the bulk of those reps going up tomorrow and the next day getting ready for the weekend.